time. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. Stop. Have a time. Every time you see me, the hammer's just so hype. I'm dope on the floor and I'm magic on the mic. Now why would I ever stop doing this? With others making records that just don't hit. London to the Bay. It's hammer, go hammer, empty hammer, yo hammer, and the rest can't go in play. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Time for your Wolf News Update on KWVF, Guerneville.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 24th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. This year's Windsor Pride Parade and Festival has been canceled. It started just 2 years ago, and by all accounts was a success. But the small group in charge of putting it on says they don't have the energy or the volunteer corps to pull it off this year. It's the same group that just wrapped up the Charlie Brown Christmas Tree Grove. They're hopeful they can partner with another group and bring it back next year. A grant of over $426 million is coming to Humboldt Bay to construct a deep-water, high-tech marine terminal in advance of a proposed offshore wind turbine project. Eventually, it will produce 25 gigawatts of power by 2045. The port is needed to assemble and float the 1,000-foot-plus turbine devices into place 21 miles offshore. Construction is slated to be finished on the terminal in 2029. Nighttime work will begin this week to remove trees along Hearn Avenue at Highway 101 in preparation to replace the overcrossing beginning in April. The tree removal is being done early before bird nesting season begins. Work will be done from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m., and will not be loud enough to disturb nearby residents. The full overcrossing replacement is expected to cost almost $44 million. In sports, tonight the Warriors take on the Atlanta Hawks at home, and congratulations to the Cardinal Newman girls basketball team. They're ranked as the number 6 team in California and number 25 in the nation. Your forecast, cloudy skies with showers this morning. Highs today in the 50s, tonight mostly cloudy with dense fog. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with low 60s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
When you hear the name Sonoma Vein and you think varicose veins or spider veins, great. We can help you and would love to see you. Big news, due to patient demand, Sonoma Vein has expanded their range of aesthetic services to include Botox, fillers, chemical peels for men and women, and microneedling. Microneedling has been around and evolving for over 50 years. This is a treatment that's performed in office and is minimally invasive. We use it to treat a variety of concerns: wrinkles, scars, uneven texture, enlarged pores, acne scars, and sun damage. Simply call for an appointment with Arlene Padilla, Sonoma Vein's aesthetic nurse, with over 20 years of experience. If you're ready to improve the look of your skin, call Sonoma Vein today for a consultation with Arlene Padilla, 636-8346. Sonoma Vein provides the safest, most comprehensive therapies available. To learn more about all the services Sonoma Vein offers, visit SonomaVein.com. SonomaVein.com. In Sonoma County, community matters, and the spirit of neighborly care and compassion is embraced at 707 Plumbers. Here's Matt Duncan, the owner.
Beyond fixing leaks and unclogging drains, we understand that behind every plumbing issue is a family's comfort and peace of mind. That's why we approach every job with expertise and genuine empathy. We're here to lend a helping hand to our neighbors in need. We listen, we understand, and we work diligently to restore harmony to your home. Building relationships matters to us. Your satisfaction and tranquility are at the core of what we do. Because in this close-knit community, your home is our shared priority. When plumbing troubles arise, reach out to 707 Plumbers at 707-292-2262. Let us demonstrate how care and compassion can transform your plumbing experience.
707 Plumbers, your neighbors, your friends, committed to bringing comfort and peace back to your home. Online at 707plumbersinc.com.
102.7
All right, guys, here we go. Another hour of America's Greatest Hits. A little after 7 o'clock, I'm Rick Michaels with Lynyrd Skynyrd coming up. Also got Bob Seger in the mix. Elton John, some Billy Joel, Boston, Genesis, and Madonna coming up. Plus, we're going to rewind the year 1980 as well. This hour on 102.7, The Wolf.
This morning, this morning, this morning.
All right, let's get another update on the commute as you make your way in on this Wednesday morning. We always give you traffic at the 15s and 45s from Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
GHP still busy on northbound 101. Hi, everybody. This report sponsored by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. Northbound 101 north of Todd Road, there is activity off to the shoulder with a solo big rig accident. Yes, the roadways are wet and slippery this morning. So far, that accident not affecting traffic heading downtown. If you're heading out of Petaluma for Marin County, you are jammed from Castania now into the Narrows and all the way to the south end of Olympoli Park. It is getting crowded coming down the hill to the Civic Center as well. Petaluma to Central San Rafael, 40 minutes now, getting to the Golden Gate, 55 minutes. If you work in social services or a related field, consider a career as a certified wellness coach. Learn more at cawellnesscoach.org. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Don't wish it away. Don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. Before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide. And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands, could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like love. Just staring into space, picture my face in your hands. Live for every second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Yeah.
Times, 1980.
Eight U.S. servicemen are killed in an unsuccessful hostage rescue attempt. The hot sports car was the Datsun 280Z. In Sonoma County, the Press Democrat ran full-page ads for the new Cambridge Lotar cigarette. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1980.
You can always do so at thewolf.fm. And speaking of the Wolf Pack, we do have some members celebrating birthdays today. Ernie Zhang, happy birthday to you in Petaluma. Vincent Bagalis, happy birthday. Nancy Ortiz, Albert Musco, Michelle Butner, as well as Cheryl Manos, Vicky Spitzer, Diana Irby, and Brian Eisberg. Happy birthday from everyone here at The Wolf.
I have a picture to my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all.
and our life now. We're tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn. Perfect world. With